Well, President Trump gave an astonishing interview to Fox News Sunday yesterday, host Chris Wallace repeatedly challenging Trump's false claims about COVID-19, including that the U.S. has the best death rate in the world. It does not. And that more testing is why there's been an explosion of cases.
Testing is up 37%.
Well, that's 30, good.
I understand. Cases are up 194%. It isn't just that testing has gone up, it's that the virus has spread. The positivity rate has increased. There,
many
the
of
virus
those
is
cases,
worse than it was.
Many of those cases are young people that would heal in a day. They have the sniffles, and we put it down as a test.
Of course, those snifflers are spreaders. The president also called coronavirus task force member Dr. Anthony Fauci a bit of an alarmist, seeming to back an op-ed last week by White House trade advisor Peter Navarro, who blamed Fauci for faults in fighting COVID-19. And the New York Times reported a strategy by the president and his team to shift fighting the virus over to states in order to deflect blame from Trump, and said the White House was enabled by rosy projections from task force member Dr. Deborah Birx. Let's bring in Margaret Talov, White House and politics editor at Axios. Margaret, what's your sense of what's going on in the White House?
Robin, these three data points that you're pulling out, right? The Chris Wallace interview, the New York Times is reporting, and the dynamic with Peter Navarro, they're all of a piece and they fit together. And it is a situation where President Trump is looking to kind of indemnify himself against blame for the massive, human cost and economic cost of the pandemic. The dynamic with Peter Navarro is very interesting. He's an aggressive trade hawk and anti-China rhetorician and policymaker. He's had the president's ear since the campaign. He's very controversial inside the White House, and often he is tugging the president to the right. But interestingly enough, in the case of the coronavirus, it was Peter Navarro himself, we've reported, who very early on, like late January and then into February, was privately trying to tell the president in memos, look out, you have to take this thing seriously. It could result in the loss of 1 million, maybe 2 million American lives if we don't take this seriously. Publicly, he was not as clear about those concerns at all, but privately, that was the message he was giving, the president himself brushing it off. Now to see these tables turned and Navarro going after Fauci has been very interesting. And people say, why does the president allow him to do this? The president sort of publicly goaded into distancing himself and saying, well, that was just one person speaking. He shouldn't have been doing that. But the fact of the matter is that this is like not the first time Peter Navarro has done something controversial or kind of gone off script. The president likes having him around. He likes the perspective he brings, and he likes it that Peter Navarro will always say something more controversial than what the president's saying, allowing the president to kind of have this perception of moderation or middle ground.
Well, it's been reported that Peter Navarro overruled the objections of an influential Republican senator who wanted to stop U.S. arms sales to Saudi Arabia as it wages its proxy war in Yemen. And there are a lot of critics of that proxy war, killing so many civilians in Yemen. But Navarro was arguing that we needed the sales for American jobs and, you know, the American bottom line. So he obviously has a lot of power. He has claimed his PhD in economics makes him as qualified as Fauci to weigh in on coronavirus treatments like hydroxychloroquine, which he has backed. That's troubling. But as you said, he also tried to warn President Trump about COVID-19 and that he should take it seriously. But I guess what does this say to you about the Trump White House and its approach to COVID-19 in general, that we have this trade advisor somehow rising in this way?
Well, this is of a piece with one of the central dynamics and the central narratives in the way President Trump has governed, which is that he does not accept institutional tradition, that he likes to have paths outside of a central path, that, in a typical White House, the chief of staff is the most important advisor, the gatekeeper who keeps people in and out, who decides who sees the president, what documents get in front of the president. President Trump has upended that. And when you would have an economic advisor, a trade advisor, weighing in heavily on foreign policy as it relates to China, on military policy as it relates to arms sales, on health policy as it relates to coronavirus, you know, the buck doesn't stop with Peter Navarro. The buck stops with the president, who has enabled these conversations. So I think this is very much bolstering what we already know about President Trump, is he likes to hear the opinions that he likes to hear and the advice that he likes to hear. And he likes people who are willing to say controversial things as long as he feels that they're loyal to him. And Peter Navarro fits the bill in all of these ways.
Margaret Tal of White House and politics editor at Axios. Margaret, thank you.
Thank you so much.